This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in the studio. We wanted to continue with just the very end of that special report that aired first last night on the nightly news. And, of course, if you're not a Prison Planet TV subscriber, you need to become one because it's something that allows you to stay abreast as to what's happening. It allows you to share this with up to 11 other friends and family at the same time. This is key information. We're seeing yet again more evidence that the government is training to fight American citizens, especially by breaking them into different demographic groups and pitting them against each other. That's one of the main concerns about this massive opening of the border. We know how this government likes to play the racism card, likes to balkanize the public, and there's no better example of that than this report. Let's finish up this report that we're running from Alex Jones and Joe Biggs from last night's Nightly News.
This nightmare will come true if we don't wake up from it and say no. It's just that simple. The good news is the military knows how illegal this is, knows how bad it is, but can they get the word out? Can we get the word out? Can you get the word out? And what do we call this report tonight? Obama preparing martial law? Big army, regular army, or army trains to take on black Americans? There's so many things in this story. Preparations for martial law goes into high gear. Breaking, video. Because, so much of this is headlines. And I share with you our knowledge as viewers of our frustrations. Because my problem is I underestimate how bad things are. I don't exaggerate most of the time. That's rare when we get it wrong and say that it's, worse than it actually is. It's usually much worse than we even thought. So I don't even know how to respond to this treason. Joe, in closing, what should we call this report tonight?
There's so much going on right here. There's so much that's hard to pinpoint one thing. It's just...
Well, you saw that clip earlier where they go, "We're just here to let you know we're here as federal police and to watch your neighbors." I mean, it's Twilight Zone. It's direct authoritarianism. Ladies and gentlemen, send this video that we'll later post on YouTube at InfoWars.com to your friends and family. Send it to Congress. Send it to other radio hosts. If Americans want any future, we better reverse this. This is not security. This is insecurity. This is being done so they can politically break this country's back and make us domesticated slaves. Bottom line, that's what this type of stuff is for. Well, that's it for this extended coverage. Great job to the incredible crew. Please continue to support us and your prayers. Until tomorrow, I'm Alex Jones.
All right, and that article is up on InfoWars.com. It's U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, and you can see the embedded video report there. Now, as we're talking, there is breaking news coming out of the Ukraine. We are now being told by Ukrainian government that it's the Russians that they believe shot down a military plane. This is, I'm not sure, this is not the same plane, though, that they're talking about, the passenger plane. There's also a Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 that's been reportedly shot down over the Ukraine, over Donetsk, where fighting is going on between pro-Russians and between Ukrainian, the new government that's there. They say 295 people were on board. Everyone has died. This is the cost of the wars that the bankers and the military-industrial complex are starting. We should be very concerned as we see our government training to fight domestic unrest in this country when we see them manufacturing crisis after crisis after crisis. Not only are they supporting rebels in the Middle East, they're fomenting dissent on the Russian border, and they're opening up our borders, as well as the financial crisis that we're in. In all of these different areas, they are pulling everything together. And at the same time, Obama says, as a national emergency, he is asserting his power to ban AK-47s by executive order because it's a national emergency. He's the one creating national emergencies. He's creating the crisis. He's using it as an opportunity to do gun control by executive order. You need to be very afraid of what these people are doing. We're going to be right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, 17th day of July, 2014. You just heard David Knight in the first hour, traffic copping some of the special reports we shot last night dealing with the bombshell information that we've received from people in the local area, photos, video, you name it, confirmed by government documents and by the training center's own promotional videos. That regular Army, the end of Posse Comitatus, is training basically to target, well, black people. Because everyone in their video and other videos we have are black in multiple training operations. Now, again, they've had other training missions where they say the new terrorists are the domestic Tea Party,
in training videos, and we made a big deal about that a few years ago because they were all white. And they said, basically in those manuals, that it's white people we're worried about. So Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. Between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. But they always sell it like, we're going to target this group. We're going to target that group. But when you get down to the end of the road, they're targeting everybody. But under Rex 84, they use civil unrest, collapse the border, to bring in permanent martial law, suspension of the Constitution. But they will target, quote, inner city minorities that are seen as poor and on welfare and who is believed will blow up and riot if their welfare checks don't come. You know, that's always been pushed and sold, and it's probably true to a certain extent. But, again, then they create an economic climate so that that happens. And then the military is actually needed to come in because things do break down. But the larger issue is who triggered the crisis to begin with to allow it to happen. The political class will not get away with this if we have a debate about it right now and show the fact that they open the borders, they advertise to bring the illegals in. This is a staged provocation, a false flag. That's why we harp on that so much. Obviously, the big news, just breaking in the last 20 minutes or so, Ukraine advisor, Malaysian airline jet shot down by missile near Ukraine-Russia border. That's CBS News, and they're already trying to blame the Russians. Ukraine, Russian rocket may have downed military plane. CBS News, a Ukrainian military transport plane was shot down, but that was a separate plane that was shot down on Monday. This, the Ukrainian official says today, is a passenger liner from Malaysia with 295 people on board, believed to all be dead. And there's amazing film footage, news footage already of the wreckage and the smoke on the horizon there near the Russian border. This is not the Malaysian flight that's been dominating news for 6 months or whatever it is that disappeared somewhere in the Pacific. Clearly a cover-up there. No, this is another Malaysian flight. This is getting very, very bizarre, very, very suspicious is all I can say. And it's too early to be able to speculate, but the FAA has now put out a worldwide alert to aircraft flying out of the United States and North America into the Caucasus, not just Ukraine, that entire area. FAA has warned airlines to avoid Crimea because of conflict. Need to go over what we know. Ukrainian officials said a passenger plane carrying 295 people was shot down Thursday over a town in the east of the country, and Malaysia Airlines tweeted that it had lost connection with one of its flights over Ukraine airspace. And again, the latest is they've confirmed it did indeed go down. A source told Interfax that the plane began to drop afterwards and was found burning on the ground on Ukrainian territory. The plane was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur before it went down, according to Reuters. I think it's safe to say I'm not going to be getting on any Malaysian airlines anytime soon. Very tragic. Malaysian airliner, again, down in Ukraine with 295 aboard. A Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777, that's a big one, en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, 295 souls on board, crashed Thursday in Ukraine near the Russian border after reportedly being hit by a missile. Remember how our government gave 15,000 heat-seeking missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, to Al-Qaeda? I'm not saying Al-Qaeda did this, but this is just a taste of things to come. According to an advisor to the Ukrainian Interior Ministry, Malaysian Airlines confirmed on its Facebook page that Ukrainian air traffic control lost contact with flight MH17 about 30 miles from the Russian-Ukraine border. The airline said the plane was carrying 280 passengers and 15 crew members. Now, the Russians have moved in special ops, and they pretty much admitted that now, and are shooting down helicopters and Ukrainian military NATO aircraft. That's what they are. Russia said a few days ago they may start targeted strikes inside the country after they were shelled. This could be Russia basically engaged in friendly fire or shooting innocents, collateral damage. But knowing the false flag activities of the globalists, what they've been up to, the lies they've been putting out over there, I would lean towards the fact that this is right on the border with Russia, that Ukraine or a NATO op would shoot this down to create a new way to demonize Russia and as a pretext to escalate the war there. So this is getting really serious. I don't know at this point, but Russia's been trying to de-escalate things while the West started this whole thing. Don't forget that, and overthrew the elected government, has been destabilizing. Who's running Al-Qaeda and ISIS into the whole Middle East? Globalists. Who's shutting off our power plants? Globalists. Who's going after our guns? Globalists. Who's opening our borders? Globalists. I mean, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article 2 days ago where it's George Soros admitting he's behind the open border move and the illegals pouring in, admitting he's behind Ukraine, saying, I did it, which I think he's taking too much credit. He's a big part of it. Saying they're part of the Arab Spring and turning loose all these groups. And it's, I mean, on every front, George Soros. So I'm not lionizing or deifying Pooty Poot, as Bush called him. I am simply pointing out that this is all very, 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 very suspicious. And it's just par for the course. Malaysian airliner down in Ukraine with 295 on board, and the crew just put up on TV screen of your TV viewer more from the Malaysian Airlines Facebook with a new announcement. Perhaps we can put that back up and I can read from that. But we'll continue to give you updates today as all of this unfolds. We do have Joel Gilbert coming on to talk about Obama's plan to wreck the country and a new film he has. And I'm tempted to move him, though, because there's so much news. But I think we'll just go ahead and follow through with the interview. Malaysian Airlines confirms it received notification from Ukrainian ATC that it had lost contact with flight MH17 at 1415 Greenwich Mean Time, or Imperial British Time, at 30 kilometers from Tomka Waypoint, approximately 50 kilometers from the Russian-Ukraine border. So that's pretty far inside Ukraine. Flight MH17 operated by Boeing 777. You know, I find it hard to believe that. Here's why I think it leans towards Ukraine and NATO. The Russians don't stand to gain shooting down an aircraft like this in broad daylight. It will be blamed on them regardless. And I don't believe that the Russian military would mistake a giant passenger jet on a scheduled flight and shoot it down. And you notice Ukraine within, I've got the timestamp here, within a minute or two of this breaking 30 minutes ago, within a minute or two, within a minute or two, they had already come out and said they think it's Russia. And last time I checked, Russia is just saying they don't know. Boeing 777 traveling from Amsterdam with 295 on board. Malaysia Airlines lost connection with flight. Report, man was flying. Report, was flying 33,000 feet when hit by missile fired from BUK launcher. Crashed 35 miles from Russian border. Body parts found scattered. Video, photos, updates. That's from DrudgeReport.com. We've got all the same links and updates on Infowars.com. We're going to create a Ukraine passenger shoot down page on Infowars.com right now and put all these links in there as well. But it's been shot down, and this will become a whole new distraction about the war. It'll be, you know, whoever's behind this deserves to be attacked. And, of course, our media will say it's the Russians. Now this will distract from the medical breakdown on the border. Gallup poll showing that illegals are the top problem, citizens say. National poll, the majority say send them home now. Report, Obama vows to reduce deportations in the face of the people. And Pelosi says, yeah, slow the deportations down even faster, and the feds are releasing children into unsafe homes. DHS parents give kids birth control in case they're raped along the way. Honduras seeks aid, suggests mini Marshall Plan. See, only a greater union of the Americas will fix this problem. That's what the globalists said years ago, and that's what they're doing right now.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49 and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, these shores of old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here.
Yeah, folks, we border Latin America, and we've got our reporters down in South Texas at that resort that the media was talking about where they were going to store all the kids. And the website and the photos look like a great place. Well, our reporters got there last night, and their reservation was canceled. And they said, we don't want media here talking about what's going on with this, quote, Baptist church charity that it turns out just is Baptist in name and is basically like a giant CPS child orphanage system. And we've now got footage of the facility. It's got a lot of nice amenities, but it's not been upkept. So it is not as luxurious as press reports were saying. And there are people staying there, contractors and others. But it does have barber shops and $1,000-a-day meeting rooms. But the facility has definitely seen its heyday. But I'll tell you one thing, it's a lot better than what the veterans are getting and what the troops stay in. And the larger issue is the $50-plus million contract that the government was going to give this charity. And they've claimed that it's backing out now. That's a tactic we see till a story goes away and then the contract comes back. And we're going to investigate this charity. We're looking into it. But, man, it's the Baptist. It's the Catholic Church. It's basically, these are all businesses now. It's got hot tubs, swimming pools, you name it. Free luxury resort for illegals has 100,000 rooms, $1,000 rooms for rent. Obama administration funds hotel for undocumented immigrants. Notice how even InfoWars used the quasi-politically correct thing, undocumented immigrants. First, it's illegal alien. Then it's undocumented worker, undocumented migrant. Now, it's don't even say migrant. Just say unaccompanied child. Like when you were a kid and get put on Southwest Airlines to go see grandma and mom would wave at you and daddy wave at you. You get on the plane and fly down. The issue is they are advertising that people need to come to this country. And compared to Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Venezuela, and the rest of it, these are absolutely, totally, and completely nice facilities. And they're all getting health care. I just want to illustrate the preferential treatment and the discrimination. It's not even a reflection on these people. I don't blame them. They're being used as a pawn. But Joe Biggs in our office, combat veteran, blown up repeatedly in armored vehicles, shrapnel shot, all of it, literally has to end up going and paying for his own health care at the hospital because he coughs up blood from being inside a burning vehicle. That other veteran we had in there who's, I forget his name, his arm blown off, face pretty much blown away, Mario Lopez. Yeah, he coughs up blood. It burned his insides as well. And, I mean, I've been I don't like what Joe Biggs. I mean, I've seen him with his shirt off, and he's got holes all over him. And the whole point is he cannot get in. And they get there, and they look at him, and they go, okay, we're set up another meeting 2 weeks from now. And he comes in a few weeks later. They go, all right, I'll come back for another meeting. He's on a death panel list, ladies and gentlemen. You understand? It's on purpose. They got a brand-new facility, plenty of people. He's not getting the health care. Now, if you fit the right psych profile and you play along with the system and you were some desk jockey and they're not scared of you, you get great health care. But you're a combat vet, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you're getting part of some wounded warrior program and get separate health care, you're not getting jack squat. I know with Lopez, he said it was some private groups and others that helped him get, you know, his robotic arm and the rest of it, that robot arm. And it just shows how much they hate veterans, ladies and gentlemen. The criminals that have hijacked this government. There it is. After 5 years of captivity, Bo Bergdahl to start work at Army Post. Bose just fine now. Do you buy any of this? We'll be back with Obama's purposeful plan with the globalists to bankrupt this country, to break our will, and teach us to beg for government cheese like former Soviet citizens had to do in the past. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're receiving.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's time to knock them dead in the info war, folks. Time to belly up to the enemy. Believe me, the battle for the Republic is happening right now. The battle for the world is happening right now. Joel Gilbert, best-selling documentary filmmaker, works for WorldNet Daily. He's going to be joining us here to talk about his new film. In just a moment, in fact, we're going to play a clip from the film and then go right to our guest to cover his nationwide investigation into the purposeful plan to wreck the country, domesticate the public. And his film couldn't be more timely right now because it shows all the people that believed in Obama that got screwed over. Now you see the black residents of Chicago and black residents of other areas just where everything's falling apart. They're getting, you know, even kicked off their subsidies and everything, wondering why the border's wide open, because the plan is to collapse the country. Let's go to a clip from his new film.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you Peggy Joseph?
Yes, I am.
I have a present for you. I brought you some ruby slippers.
Slippers?
Yes.
I didn't order any slippers.
I know. Well, I'm making a documentary. I'd like to talk to you. Do you mind?
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Did Obama pay for your mortgage? And did he pay for your gas?
Absolutely not. Mortgage got worse and gas has got, prices got higher. During that time, we needed a change, but a change for the better, not for the worse. He had a very big voice, just like the Wizard of Oz. The wizard with this little teeny, teeny, tiny man. And I think it's the same thing with Obama, man behind the curtain. Not who we thought or expected him to be. I was Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. That's how I feel. I was Dorothy. I started getting more, a little more educated about politics and reading more. What I learned is never trust the wizard. It's within ourselves to have the determination, the courage, and the brains to bring us to our destiny.
Is America still the land of opportunity?
100%. It is. Anything that you want to do or become, you can do it in America.
No Place Like Utopia is the new film. And if it sells out in the first few cities it opens in, it'll get picked up nationwide like America 2016 and others have done. It was great to go to the movies last week and be able to have multiple choices at major theaters to go see America. Well, and which, you know, is not perfect, but certainly, you know, it has some good aspects to it. It's like cyanide to these tyrants. But Joel Gilbert's film is going to be even more powerful. There's No Place Like Utopia. And it's now being released first in Denver. So he joins us here. And I have no financial stake in the film, though when it comes out on DVD, I intend to carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. I try to promote the Veritas Project and other people. I mean, we're just in this together. I mean, they're trying to, they have arrested James O'Keefe before. They have arrested Dinesh D'Souza. I've got all sorts of dirty tricks going against me right now, which only lets us know we're going to fight that much harder. We've never exploded faster. It's because we're effective and because we're starting to set the real agenda to get us out of this mess that they're coming after us. So that's why we got Joel Gilbert on. He, of course, made Dreams of My Real Father that I believe overwhelmingly puts on a stunningly convincing case that would convince a jury of who Obama's father really was. And he isn't from Kenya, folks. He isn't from Kenya. He looks just like the man who he would stay with in the summers, that his grandfather hung out with and was best buddies with, who was a famous communist and pornographer. And there's photos of him and a woman that is the spitting image of Obama's wife, I mean Obama's mother. And I'm not going to go back through that. We sell that film, Dreams of My Real Father, at InfoWarsStore.com. And then you know why. In Harvard Law Review, he said he was from Kenya. And why in his book review prospectus, he said he was from Kenya. And why his wife in multiple speeches said he was from Kenya. And why they did that whole thing putting out a bad birth certificate that was such an obvious fake. They did all of that as an elaborate, that's exactly how the CIA operates. To act like, oh, no, you found me out and then cover this up, when really it's because we know who his real daddy was. Unbelievable. And I want to get an update on that. But JoelGilbert.net, Joel Gilbert is here with us today. Joel, I want to talk some about the film because it couldn't be more timely. Tell us where it's opening and break down the film for us. I can't wait to see it. I've only seen excerpts. And then expanding on that, I want to talk about the waterfront with you because you're a smart guy. They've had your finger on the pulse. It looks like the progressive tyrants, the totalitarians, who aren't liberal in my view. I mean, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. That's my saying because he was. That's a liberal. These people are not liberals. You could call kind of George Washington a conservative. and you would call Thomas Jefferson a liberal of that age. That's how they were seen at the time. Totally different labels now, but I don't believe, I know they're going for broke right now, and you can see it on every front, so I want you to speak to that.
Okay, well, first of all, they're not liberal about anything except sex, drugs, and other people's money. Other than that, they're the most intolerant people that you could ever meet. My film does open in Denver. There's no place like Utopia, and it's kind of a play on The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, There's No Place Like Home. The idea of a socialist utopia, paradise on earth, is what binds together the ideology of Marxism and communism and progressivism. They say everything is step by step toward this perfect future. But we know in history, and we show this in the film, There's No Place Like Utopia, that every time a tyrant said, I'm the God on earth, Mao, Stalin, Lenin, Castro, follow me down this yellow brick road and I'm going to take you to paradise. Well, when they got to the Emerald City, when they got to paradise, Castro, Lenin, Mao sent them to the dungeons, gulags, collective farms, where they starved them to death and killed them, trying to force them to fit into this perfect utopia. Utopians murdered 100 million people in peacetime in the 20th century to force humanity into their socialist paradise. Unfortunately, I show this in my film, what we're seeing today is a repeat of this God on earth. Obama is going to be the leader and take everybody down this path, down the yellow brick road. We know what's happened in the last 30 years, and I go over this in the film. The Democrat Party has been taken over by the radical socialists. Obama's friends like Bill Ayers in the late 60s, they said things like, let's destroy America. Let's replace the Constitution with the Communist Manifesto. Now, that failed because it was evil. Nobody wanted to do that. Those guys ended up going to jail for murdering policemen and went underground. When they came out in the early 80s, they realized, let's just change our rhetoric. Instead of saying we want to destroy America, let's just say we want to help middle-class families. Let's say we want to raise the minimum wage. So these radicals took over the Democrat Party, and today the Democrat Party is a radical socialist party. Their agenda is the same. They just have different rhetoric and a different face, which is Barack Obama, who seems like a friendly guy. But as you alluded to in my last film, he's really a red diaper baby. He's the child of a Communist Party member. And he was radicalized in his youth and spent his entire life journey in this little-known world of American Marxism. And today he's in the White House agitating, just like he did in Chicago. He was a professional agitator. They use the word organizer because it sounds nicer, but he was a community agitator. The ideology is let's rub salt in the wounds of minorities and use their discontent to take power and then discard them. Then he goes to the White House, where he's continuing to agitate. I met all these people. I go to Chicago, Southside Chicago, Detroit, Denver, Newark, and I talk to these people that have been living in these progressive cities for 50, 60 years, and it turns out they realize nobody is progressing. They're all regressing. 60% unemployment, drug culture, violence, schools are closed. So what's happening is they're bringing these failed policies that they destroyed our great cities with to Washington so they can impose it on the rest of the country. And in There's No Place Like Utopia, I put the whole story together so you can understand what the Obama of Oz is really up to and where the ideology comes from.
And by the way, Joel, I never got it completed, and then now it's an old film, so I'm making a whole new one. Obama Deception 2 is basically the film you're making. I'm glad yours got out. And it's not that I knew what you were doing or you knew what I was doing. It's the truth. We're sitting there looking at it, and again, there's this globalist ideology above it, but it's clearly using classic communist tactics down the line, and now that we see Obama in collapsing the borders, shutting down the power plants, I mean, I make a big deal out of that because it's already doubled energy prices in 6 years for electricity. I mean, this is crippling people. If they hadn't done that alone, we wouldn't be in this depression. And so your film, from what you're saying, is so spot on. Your last film was so powerful. We need everyone which site should they go to learn about times and listings, and how do folks make sure they can get this shown in their city?
Okay, well, first you can see the trailer and other information at there'snoplacelikeutopia.com, and we have a theaters link that you can click on, and you can say, please bring There's no place like Utopia to my city. And when we expand, we send those out all over the country to the theater owners, and that helps quite a bit. But we're opening in Denver this weekend, five times a day. I'm going to be there. And you can buy advance tickets on Fandango. If you know anybody in Denver, tell them to cancel their plans this weekend and please come out, because if we do well this weekend, we're going to go nationwide and reveal the entire lie of progressivism in a way that everybody can understand. It's also, I call it humorous and horrifying, because the movie is a lot of fun. It rocks with music, but it shows and reveals.
Oh, yeah, the trailer is incredible. And again, I'll use a cheesy Star Wars analogy here. We got 30 X-Wings going into the trench here, and a lot of films have been made, but we don't know which photon torpedo is going to go down the shaft and blow it up. I've got a feeling about this film. It could be the one that just like Uncle Tom's Cabin or The Jungle, changed things societally. Resistance is victory, because we don't know which punch, which uppercut is going to land and break the jaw. And we've already landed a lot of blows, in the fight, getting the truth out. But we've got to hammer them and hammer them hard, because I got to be honest. I'm rarely wrong about things, Joel. I know the globalists that know how they're rich and powerful and enjoy wealth, and I just kind of thought of communism as some old bygone era failed thing. I mean, I knew a lot of financial interests like Armin Hammer and George Soros and people had funded it and used it to control populations of countries they're not in. But to imagine that the elite in this country would actually put a communist in, that they would actually try to create a race war, that they would actually do all this with such a classic Soviet destabilization handbook, the program that General Parton talked about. I used to think, oh, General Parton's being a fuddy-duddy, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, Major General. And it turns out we are actually facing, like you said, at the grassroots, it's a radical socialist party, but they're actually communists at the top, and they really do plan to use Homeland Security on patriots. They really plan to round us up like Larry Graffwald exposed with the Weatherman. I mean, they're that savage. And, how do we stop them? I guess your film and shows like this.
Well, in the early 60s, they used Hollywood, John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, all made commercials and movies explaining. You see these radicals on campus who are worshiping Chairman Mao, like Bill Ayers. He was a Maoist. Let's tell you who Mao really is. He is a psychopathic communist who locked 50 million people in collective farms where 50 million people starved to death. And they explained that there is no God on earth. There is no paradise on earth. The closest we have to paradise is Kansas. This is as good as it gets. Whenever in history somebody says, I got the perfect formula for social change, we're going to change everything, follow me. Whenever you hear that, you have to ask yourself, what stripes are my uniform going to be this time?
Exactly.
You're going to prison. The end game of socialism is prison camp, because they cannot force people to fit into their paradise unless they kill about half of them. They killed 100 million people in peacetime all over the 20th century.
More than that.
But the political repression, the ideology of creating a big lower class and eliminating the middle class, so the political elites can control the wealth, is the ideology of Barack Obama, and it is the ideology of the Democrat Party today.
And America is the perfect place for this to happen, because we've never had something this big. We didn't go through what the Chinese and the Russians and the Cubans and everybody have gone through. We have no idea what we're facing.
I didn't have an idea.
And people think I'm radical and think things are worse than they are. No. I've been blindsided by how real this is, how much they hate this country, how much they hate freedom, how nasty they are. I mean, they run the country. They took over. Why do they want to wreck it?
Their twisted ideology still is that they're comparing America to a socialist utopia, to a paradise on earth, not to other countries. So when they compare America to utopia, of course they hate it. Everything's wrong. If you compare America to the rest of the world, this is paradise on earth. But this ideology is born of the Marxism, the communism, the idea of going down the yellow brick road, and this magical wizard will solve your problems. We know, and you saw Peggy Joseph in my movie, she also found out Obama's just a man behind the curtain, and their agenda is certainly to break down and destroy the American middle class, and everything they do is meant to divide and agitate us and not bring us together.
And it really is. I mean, they really are passing 7 taxes and Obamacare on poor people, and he sits there holding their hand and being sweet to them while they know full well they want to wreck them. I mean, it is just so vicious. I mean, when I stand in a Luby's cafeteria line, and I see old ladies, I've eaten her since I was a kid, who can't afford a Luann platter now. That's where King of the Hills, you know, Hank Hill's wife's name comes from, by the way, folks. A little inside stuff from Mike Judge or niece, you know, Luann. Oh, I mean, I stand in those lines now, and nobody can afford the food, even though it's cheap. And I mean, it makes me mad to see people poor. These progressives love it. Why do they love it, Joel Gilbert?
They love it because they need chaos in order to justify radical change. If everything is going well, if you can do like Michelle Obama and you can go from Southside Chicago and go to Princeton and go to Harvard and get a law degree and get a job making $300,000 a year like Michelle Obama, there's no reason for radical change. Everything's fine. But they have to tell you that you've lost control and lose control of the border. That's why in my film I show Michelle Obama saying, you can't buy food, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't take care of your kids, not in America. They have to create chaos and make you think that life is out of control to justify giving them the power. That's the evil ideology.
And then they screw it up more, and then they say, give us more power.
Exactly.
And then they screw it up more, give us more power, until we're under Stalin or Mao. And they're building the camps and everything. It's all just happening. Repeat of history. Joel Gilbert, powerful guest, filmmaker, straight ahead with the director. And then we've got more guests coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Peter Glidden with breaking information.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Thank you.
Folks, you need to get into the theaters and see this new film that's been produced by Joel Gilbert. It is so important to see There's No Place Like Utopia. And to support free independent media, there's a reason they're trying to shut this stuff down. Also, in the month of July, support InfoWars. Spread the word about the broadcast. Sign up for a year to see the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5+ months free, or get the monthly trial membership, $5.95 a month. Each membership, 11 people can simultaneously use. That comes out to like a penny a day per person. It just pays for the bandwidth and all of our books and films and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Pervert gets his kicks by dressing up as a TSA screener and groping women at San Francisco airport. Victims didn't even realize drunk man was an imposter. They're all an imposter, a power grab. Strobe Talbot blames Russia for shooting down commercial airliner. Malaysian passenger airliner shot down near Russian border in Ukraine. Obama attacks Second Amendment with a new executive order. We'll tell you about that. U.S. Army training to fight black Americans. That's in these drills that we have the video of. And they admit it. It's nothing but black people. Well, what's the plan? I guess in Chicago to turn the welfare checks off and then Obama saves the day? I don't know. But they're creating the destabilization to then offer the solution, taking over the border. And their solution is total legalization, which will only cause an even bigger collapse. And we documented they're shipping the illegals in on buses and deploying them. They first denied that a month ago. Now it's confirmed. In closing, Joel Gilbert, how do you think it's going for Obama and the progressives? I see it as a 50-50 ball game. We're on a knife's edge. It could go either way. That's why we need maximum effort by everybody right now.
Yeah, from their point of view, from Obama's point of view, he's very successful. He's agitating the country. He's divided black and white. He's divided rich and poor. And he will try to feed off of this and the next administration and the Democrat Socialist to maintain, to use the discontent to maintain a hold on power. The character of America emanates from our Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. These created this American identity of freedom, free markets, and free speech and limited government. Obama is the last step of this vast left-wing conspiracy to destroy all of these wonderful things that grew wealth and made people free, not in, only in America, but all over the world. I think in my film, it has a great chance, if it goes nationwide, to really expose the entire ideology and sick agenda. And that's why I'm asking everyone to go out and see it. If you know people in Denver, even if you don't, buy some tickets on Fandango and help us sell it out. Because if we do, we're going to expose the entire ideology and the history such that once people realize what they're doing, that it's not trying to help anybody, it's trying to break apart the greatest country in the world.
And that's not rhetoric. It's just I'm almost pinching myself every day. Am I dreaming that it's worse than we can describe how nasty, nasty these people are?
Well, it's in their ideology. Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers, authored a document that said they were going to break up America into four regions, have it occupied by North Vietnam, North Korea, Russia, and China, put 25 million Americans in re-education.
50 million and kill 25 million.
Kill 25 million. This is the guy that we think wrote Obama's book and was his mentor. And Obama is the hood ornament on this evil ideology that was rejected by America, but because they put a new face with a hidden agenda. Imagine if Obama had told the truth in 2008. My father was a Soviet agent, and I grew up in the world of American Marxism. I'm going to triple the deficit. I'm going to flood the country with illegals. I'm going to have the most secret government in history, and I'm going to tax your health care. Now, he said the opposite to get elected with a hidden agenda. It's the biggest fraud and manipulation of free people in the history of the world.
It is. It is.
And the way to fight back is, I think, education, get through the media blackout. And I think my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, has a shot because it's going to put it together.
Absolutely. Great job, Joel Gilbert. We'll get the website out again later. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, stay with us, folks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.